We have a special guest speaker today. In God's providence, his name is Nathan Marr. So for most of you, he needs no introduction. But Nathan Marr is our dear brother, sent out as our missionary from Heritage Baptist Church to Cuauhtemo, something, not New Mexico. There's nothing new about it. Mexico. And so, thankfully, what a blessing it is to have Nathan in the providence of God. So he's going to come up and just update us, which we're very excited to have him here. He's going to update us on his work and on his ministry there in Mexico. And again, we're very thankful to have him here for a couple days. Well, till tomorrow.
Thank you. Usually when a missionary comes to your church, you expect like a really nice multimedia presentation or something. But we just found out yesterday we were actually coming here. We didn't intend to come, and the Lord made it so it was required that we come because of vehicle registration. So I had to get some vehicle registration. I have to go up to DMV, so I had to come here. So we praise God that we're here, and we have missed you all so very much. We enjoy our time here tremendously whenever we're able to come, and thank God for all of you. I really appreciated that verse that Brock sent out there from James. We count them happy which endure, or blessed who persevere. You've heard the patience of Job. You've seen the end of the Lord. The Lord is very pitiful, it says here in the King James, or merciful, or compassionate, I suppose it might say in the New King James, and of tender mercy. I praise God that He is our sustainer, isn't He? He's the one who holds us together. Outside of faith in Him, we fall apart. We're all going to be exposed to the trials of life, aren't we? And I've just been reminded of that again and again over the course of the last several years, that we're going to be exposed to trials in this life. And really, my coming over here is a very, very, very small trial. And really, a small trial with a tremendous temporal reward as I get to see all of you. But the Lord exposes us to more severe trials, doesn't He? He brings more severe trials into our lives. And you know what? As we persevere, as we keep going through the midst of the trials and the power that God supplies, we're blessed. We're blessed. I'm going to speak a little more during the time of during communion time, and I'm going to share with you some truths from Psalm 96, which I believe are important. But let me just start by reading this, and I believe this is a real missionary psalm. It says, "Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless His name. Show forth His salvation from day to day. Declare His glory among the heathen, His wonders among all people. For it is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before Him. Strength and beauty are in His sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the peoples. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto His name. Bring an offering and come into His courts. So worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before Him all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. The world also shall be established and it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar in the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Lord, for He cometh. For He cometh to judge the earth, and He shall judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with His truth." So I'm going to expound on that a little bit more at communion time. But this really describes our goals in being there in northern Mexico. We're in the city of Cuauhtémoc, Chihuahua. So about 5 hours south of El Paso, Texas, roughly. And these are our goals, that the Lord would be seen as high and exalted, that the Lord's name would be praised, and that people would come to see God for who He is and follow the God of the Bible. And so we're working to do this, to bring the Word of God to the people of our area. And let me just give you a little update. I would love to be able to show you all pictures on the deal here, on the white screen behind me, but I didn't even know I was coming, so I don't even have my computer. I brought like nothing on this trip. I'm grateful I brought my toothbrush, and that's about it. But anyway, in God's providence, here we are. So here's what we're doing, and I hope that I can, in a few minutes here, kind of paint a little bit of a picture in your mind's eye of what we're doing. First of all, we gather on Sundays for about a year and a half. We gathered on Sundays in the city, and at the end of about that year and a half, we were renting facilities for that year and a half, and some things came up at the last facility that we were in that made me think we really just need to move out of this particular facility. This isn't going to work for us long term, and really I think it's the building just has a bad reputation in the community. So we moved, and we're now meeting in a building on our own property, and we live about 5 miles south of town. So we're meeting in a building on our own property there, and some people drive from town, but the most of the people who meet with us live in our little community south of town. So we live in a little community of about, let's say, 400 people, basically, south of town there. And so most of the people that gather with us are living in that little town. The group that's gathering is about 20 people plus our family that are really regular in the meetings. And most of them are from the Tarahumara indigenous people group. They're people who have lived way up in the mountains, but they've come down. Many of them have come down. The people that are gathering with us have come down to work in the apple orchards and fields that surround our house. And so we have about a 20 by 20 foot room in our barn. And I figured that if a barn is good enough for Jesus to be born in, it's definitely good enough for us to meet in. And so I do need to get the dog situation a little more under control, because last Sunday, our dog was in and out of the meeting and barking a lot. And so we need to get that under control a little bit more. But since we've started gathering in our barn, actually, our numbers have increased. And some people that would not have otherwise been able to come have started to come to our meetings. So we're grateful for that. And I figure that really the attraction shouldn't be our fancy building, but rather the proclamation of the Word of God. And so it seems like there's some people who are very interested in learning about the Lord. They have a hunger for Him, and they're grateful for us bringing the gospel to them. And I think the gospel is taking root in some people's lives. There's one couple who's even talking about getting married. And that's a pretty big deal. When you've been together for 8 years and you're not married and you're believing the gospel, but you don't know anybody in your people group who's married. I mean, it's not like a rejection of marriage. It's like that's just never been done in their people group. And so as we teach the gospel and look at what the Bible says about the family, they said, hey, we want to get married. So I said, great, praise the Lord. So we have a wedding scheduled for late December, and I have some rings in my car that we're taking down. And so we're excited about that. We're really excited about it. And this particular couple is, they're really saying, you know, she especially is saying, I didn't have understanding before, and I'm beginning to have some understanding. And her husband had heard the message of the gospel before on a number of occasions, but he seems to really have come to faith as well, and they seem to be growing in their love for the Lord. I do a Bible study in their home also every Tuesday evening. And then also when I go to other places to preach, they very frequently will accompany me. So we're excited about the growth that we're seeing in them and the opportunity that this is going to give us to have a wedding, the first wedding in their realm of influence, in their family. They don't know anybody in their people group who is actually married. And this is going to be very interesting, and it's an exciting opportunity. And to really relate the family to the gospel with passages like Ephesians chapter 5. And to display those gospel truths as they enter into a covenant relationship before God. Marriage is an extremely, or not marriage, but the family is an extremely autonomous relationship there, where a young man and a young woman, usually around 12, 13 years old, get together and they form a new family. And it's recognized as a family in their culture. So this is going to be interesting to see them come together in a covenant relationship, to covenant together, to love each other and be faithful to each other until death does them part. Also, every week I go to a rehab center and preach the gospel to about between 25 and 40 guys. They're there. It's an ongoing sort of a deal. Both, Mark, did you go there with me? I know you went with me there, Louis, didn't you? Yeah, you went there, and my dad also went there. And I still go there every week, and almost every week, and preach the word. And got alcoholism and drug addiction is a major, major issue down there. Very major issue. As a matter of fact, I don't know what drives it, but alcoholism is, it's really off the charts. In the course of just a few days, I will sometimes visit with alcoholics while they're drunk. Maybe several days in a row. And frequently there are people that I've been working with and trying to disciple. And so it's a real struggle in that culture. And it's a matter for prayer too. The Lord breaks through that idol. It's an idol. It really is. And alcoholism is an absolute idol down there. And so it's really something I'm praying about. The Lord will break through this idolatry and bring people to real faith in Jesus Christ. Also, on certain days of the week, on Tuesdays, last few weeks, we've been going to a open-air market that they have in town. And I can just set up a table right there and put some tracts and booklets on the table and hand them out. So I've gone there two times in this last month, and each time I've given out around 200 tracts and booklets and had numerous conversations with people about the Lord. And the last time I went, which was Tuesday of last week, a guy invited me to come over and share the gospel in his home, and maybe he would gather some people at a future time for some learning, to learn about the Lord. And unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to go because I'm stuck here. So I had arranged for it to do that on Monday, and I have no contact information for the guy outside of just a rough idea of where his house is. So, but I'm encouraged by that because he was open to hearing the word. He says I'm Catholic, but he's willing to hear. And so I'll have to touch base with him as soon as I can when I get home. But that's been interesting. Also, every other week, I'm going to two villages up in the mountains now to preach in two different locations, two different preaching points, where I'll go and just basically hold a small service, a little bit of singing and some preaching. And so that's been good. This last Saturday, a week ago yesterday, in one of the locations, we all gathered in one location instead of in two this last time, and there were about 60 people who came. And we had a meal together, and it was a great time, wonderful opportunity to speak about the goodness of God in that context. And so we pray that God is opening people's hearts and drawing people to Himself. There's definitely a lot of opportunity. As a matter of fact, I would say there's more opportunity than what one little man can do. There is. I suspect it will always be that way. But God has said to us that the fields are ripe unto harvest. The harvest is plentiful. Laborers are few. Pray the Lord of the harvest that He would send forth laborers into His harvest field. And that's definitely on our hearts, that the Lord would send more laborers into our area, people that we could work with, to work together in advancing the kingdom. That's the thing that's definitely on our hearts. Thank you all so much for your prayers and support of us as we've gone out to northern Mexico. We are so grateful for your prayers and for the way in which you support us financially. It's a tremendous, tremendous blessing. Thank you all so much. Thank you all for supporting us as a church, and then thank you to the individuals also who have helped us out in this way. We are so very grateful for the help there. And we pray that there will be a great harvest in the final analysis. We haven't reached the final analysis yet. We pray that in the day of judgment, there will be a harvest for the glory of our King, and that God will draw people into His kingdom through the proclamation of the gospel there in our area. So thank you all so much. May the Lord bless you all. And before I step down, could I just take a picture of you all? I would like to show the people down there, the people that we gather with, what you all look like.